It's all yours if you qualify for programs such as SNAP or Medicaid. SafeLink is a Lifeline supported service in a government benefit program. Only eligible consumers may enroll in Lifeline. The service is non-transferable and limited to one per household. Documentation of income or program participation may be required for enrollment. You must have a compatible GSM phone. Most smartphones are compatible. Free is free. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. Get started now by calling 1-800-SAFELINK or go to safelink.com. That's 1-800-SAFELINK or go to safelink.
It will be Valonia's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 39-34. Both teams coming out on the floor now. We're about ready to get back underway. Only one player in double figures for either team and so far, and that's Luke Cruz with 13 points. Really balanced scoring attack for Valonia as nine players are on the board. Neely takes inbound pass from Britton, and we are back underway for these last
double
8 minutes.
Up. What's the screen? Here comes the screen. Here comes
Neely throws it over to Britton on the right wing. Now he'll give it to Johnson. Ball goes up top now to Barrow. Barrow dribbles toward the right elbow, gives up top to Britton. Now Watson's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Corbin Watson with 6 points. 41-34, Eagles leading it. We are 30 seconds into this final quarter. Benton throws it to Dibble, now to Dietschy at the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Garrett Dietschy with 4 points. 41-36, Valonia leading it. And it's going to stay that way as Barrow tries the three-pointer in the left corner. He can't get it to go. Rebounds controlled by Dietschy. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton has it on the left wing. Now drills to the corner. Now throws across court to Dibble on the right wing. His three-pointer, no good. Offense rebound for Cruz, for a look like. No, they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mountain Home's ball in the possession arrow. Hunter Bashir is checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Dibble. 6:58 left to play in the game. It is, again, a five-point lead for Valonia. 41-36 is our score. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Benton in the right corner. He drills out to the wing, throws up top to Dietschy. Now gives it back to Benton, who has it between the circles. Over on the left side of Bashir's, back up top to Benton. Over to Cruz on the right wing. Over again, once again to Benton up at the top. Over to Cruz. He drills towards the corner. Finds Bashir's cutting into the paint. His jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Waitmeyer. He puts it back in. His basket counts, and he is fouled. David Waitmeyer now with 9 points, and he'll try to make a 10 with the free throw line. That foul is on Caleb Barrow. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number 6. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 6:34 left to play in the game. It is now a one-possession game, and Waymar can make it a two-point game with this free throw. Shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. He now has 10 points on the night. 41-39, Eagles lead, cut to a deuce. Here's Neely with the ball on the right side. He is going to dribble up between the circles, set the offense. Ball goes over on the left side to Barrow. Barrow drills up toward the top. Gives it to Watson, a wide pass, but he's able to control it near the left corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Valonia's going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 6:08 left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 41-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Valonia takes their first time out of the contest as they were looking to avoid the 5 second count. They will inbound it on the near sideline with 6:08 left to play in the game as they lead Mountain Home 41-39. Caleb Johnson will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the Eagles bench. Gets it into Britton. Now throws it to Barrow. And we are back underway. Back to Britton. He has it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Bashirs. Bashirs will bring it into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Johnson. And back come the Eagles. Neely into the front court for Valonia. Throws it to Johnson. Back to Neely. Several subs coming in for Valonia the next time around. 5.5 minutes left. A two-point lead for Valonia. He will give it to Corbin Watson. Now foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. That is on Hunter Bashirs. That's his second personal foul. That puts Valonia in the bonus, and a 1-1 is coming up. 5:22 left to play in the game. It will be Hunter Neely at the free throw line, as he's the only one staying in the game for Bologna. Several other subs came in. So Neely at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 3 points so far this evening. First free throw for Neely is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. Colton Peters going to check in the game for Mountain Home as he replaces Talon Benton. And Peters is going to have to be careful. He has 4 fouls right now. Second free throw coming up for Neely. Shot is up. And he gets both. He now has 5 points, and it's a two-possession game once again. 43-39, Eagles leading it. Full court press for Valonia this time around. Bashirs throws it into the front court to Cruz. Cruz has it on the right wing. Tries to throw it to Waymeyer. Pass was knocked away, and then went off the fingertips of Cruz, and Mountain Home will turn it back over as the ball goes out of bounds with 5:08 left to play in the game. 43-39, Valonia with the ball in the lead. Gores throws it into the front court to Moran on the right wing. His three-pointer good. And now Mount Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:56 left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 46-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Mounts Home come with the ball coming out of the timeout as they trail 46-39 with 4:56 left in the game. Peters takes an inbound pass from Bashirs. Brings it into the front court, throws it to Dibble. Dibble gives it back to Peters now. He has the ball almost knocked away from him. Now Dibble has it on the right wing. Goes across the court to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 5 points, 46-42, Valonia leading it. Back the other way, Grant Goers has it in the left corner. Now drills out to the wing, gives it to Wirtz. Now up top to Moran. Moran drills toward the left elbow, goes back between the circles. Over on the left side to Goers. Goers finds Kelly on the low block, now gives it to Wirtz. Wirtz is going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Goers. Goers still has it up at the top. 4 minutes left. Goers now dribbling towards the lane. Going into the lane. And he's going to be called for the travel. Eighth turnover of the night for Valonia. Mounts Home's going to get it back with 3:58 left. But first, Valonia's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Again, 3:58 left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading 46-42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mounts on with the ball. We'll have the ball coming out of the Valonia timeout as they trail the Eagles 46-42 with 3:58 left to play in the game. The Shears will inbound it to Peters. And Peters will walk it into the front court. Throws it to Bashirs, back to Peters, down to Dibble in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Moran. Back quickly comes Valonia. Moran quickly into the front court, throws it over to Neely on the left wing. 3:43 left to play in the game. Now ball goes over to Wirtz on the right side. Up top now to Moran. Over to Goers on the right wing. Goers throws it to Neely now. And an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen is going to be called on Valonia. With 3:23 left in the game, that foul is on Tyson Wirtz as his first personal foul. That does put Mount Sonoma in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges and illegal screens. 3:23 left to play in the game. It is a 46-42 Valonia lead. That's the ninth turnover as well for the Eagles. Ball goes to Dibble in the right corner. Now back to Peters. He has it up top. Peters will give it now to Bashirs. Back to Peters, who has it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colt Peters with the three-pointer. He now has five, and it is a one-point game with less than 3 minutes left to play. Valonia leading 46-45. Here is Neely with the ball between the circles. Neely still dribbling up at the top. Now he's going to drill toward the right side. Gives it there. Gives the Goers there on the wing. Up top to Kelly. Over to Wirtz. Now ball goes to Neely. He's going to go down towards the lane and loses the handle of the ball. They're going to call a foul. They are. If that's Peters, he's done. That's on Colt Peters. He's going to have to head to the bench. He has fouled out of this game with 5 points. That's the eighth team foul against Mount Sonoma as well. So Talon Bennett's going to check out of the game as Colton Peters heads to the bench with his fifth foul.
You know we're in this, right?
Hunter Neely at the free throw line where so far he is 2 of 2 with 5 points. 2:28 left on the game clock. Neely's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Big miss there as Mountain Home has a chance to take the lead on this possession. 2:20 left. Ball goes down to Benton in the right corner. Now back to Dibble in the right corner. Now back to Benton. Over to Dibble once again. He drills out to the wing, and he's going to be fouled. And a 1-and-1 is coming up. That foul is on Hunter Neely. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Valonia. And so Luke Dibble will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far this evening. And he has a chance to give Mountain Home at least a tie with his first free throw, and he does. And if he gets this next one, Mountain Home will go back on top, and that will be the fifth lead change of the night. That's the second tie that free throw is. 2:12 left to play in this game as Dibble has one more free throw. Second shot for Dibble. No good. He gets 1-2. The rebound. Oh, they're going to call Waymire for the foul as a couple of players are going to go we're going for the ball. Waymire picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. And now a timeout is going to be called. We'll take it with him. 2:12 left to play in the game. We're knotted up. Mountain Home and Valonia tied at 46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, Luke Dibble got one or two free throws there to tie the game up at 46. And after he missed a second, a couple of players were going for the ball. Waymeyer was called for the foul. That was his second foul. And it will be the last one and one of the night for Bologna. Trey Kelly at the free throw line. He has yet to shoot a free throw. He has 6 points so far this evening. 2:12 left. As Kelly can give Bologna the lead back with his first free throw. But he misses the front end. The rebound controlled by Waymeyer. And Mountain Home has a chance to go on top. Bitten into the front court for the Bombers. He'll give it to Bashirs. 2 minutes left to play. Back to Benton on the right side. Once again to Bashirs. It's a 3-2 zone for Bologna. Now ball goes down to Cruz on the low block. He puts up the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Luke Cruz will go to the line for two shots with 1:51 left to play in the game. That foul is on Tyson Wirtz. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Bologna. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line. He has 13 points so far this evening. First free throw, no good. He is now 1 of 5 from the free throw line. One more free throw, one more chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. He can't get it to go, misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Bologna. And oh my goodness, Tyson Wirtz, foot went on the baseline, hit the baseline, and so Mountain Home's going to get it right back on the turnover. 1:49 left to play in the game. It is Bashir's inbounding it right under the basket. He gets into Dibble. He puts up the three. No good. The rebound control tips to Bologna. Now back the other way. Tyler Moran's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. .145 left. Looks like officials had to go in and separate some players. I'm not sure what happened. That foul is on Hunter Bashir's. That is his third personal foul. That does put Bologna in the double bonus. Tyler Moran at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 2 with 3 points, with 6 points it is. First free throw is up, no good. Gardici is going to check into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Dibble. Boy, both teams missing some critical free throws here towards the end of this contest. But Tyler Moran still has one more chance to give Bologna the lead back. Second shot for Moran. No good. He misses both, and the rebound controlled by Waymeyer. Benton will throw it to Bashirs. Back to Benton as he gets into the front court. Back to Bashirs. Now to Cruz at the top. Once again to Bashirs. He'll throw it to Benton. Ben drills toward the left side, trying to avoid the double team. And his pass is knocked away and stolen by Bologna. Here come the Eagles. Ball goes up top to Kelly. Now to Neely. 1:16 left to play. We're knotted up at 46. Ball goes over on the right side to Moran. Now up top to Kelly. Over on the left to Neely. Up top now to Wirtz. Over to Moran on the right. 1 minute left. Ball goes up top to Kelly. And Bologna may be content to try to hold for the, at least get their shot closer to the end. Now Kelly drills to the right, left wing. Throws to Wirtz. He's going to pull up for the long three. No good. Offense rebound from Rand. He puts it back up. He's fouled hard by David Waymeyer, and he's going to head to the free throw line. David Waymeyer picks up his third personal foul. So with 36.6 seconds left, Tyler Moran will be back at the free throw line, where so far he is 1 of 4 with 6 points. And before the free throws, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 36.6 seconds left in the game. Massanoma and Bologna knotted up at 46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home takes a timeout before Tyler Moran shoots a pair of free throws. Mountain Home has one timeout left. It's a full timeout. Bologna with all three of their full timeouts left. Both teams out of 30s. 36.6 seconds left. We're knotted up at 46, but again, Moran at the free throw line. So far, he's one of four. Moran's first free throw is up. No good. One more free throw coming up for Tyler Moran, the 6-foot sophomore. Second shot for Moran is up and good. So he now has 7 points, and that gives Bologna the lead back, 47-46 with 36.6 seconds left. And Mountain Home can't inbound it to anyone. They're going to have to use their last timeout. We'll take it with them. 36.6 seconds left. It is Bologna leading Mountain Home 47-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Bologna took the lead 47-46 with 36.6 seconds left after Tyler Moran hit one of two free throws. Dici takes the inbound pass from Cruz, throws it back to Cruz, now gives it to Bashirs, back to Cruz. 31 seconds left. Bashirs looking to get across the timeline. He finally does, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Bologna. And now they're going to take a timeout. Nope, I take it back. They're going to call Talon Benton with the foul. Benton picks up his fourth personal foul. And Hunter Neely's going to go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. He is so far 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. 23.2 seconds left. There's Neely about to shoot his first shot. And it's up and in. Now, it will stay a one possession game regardless of whether or not he hits his second free throw. Neely's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 7. 49-46, Eagles leading it. 23.2 seconds left. Cruz gets in to Benton. 20 seconds left. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Now throws up top to Cruz. His three-pointer, good! Luke Cruz ties this game back up at 49-all. 8 seconds left. Here's Neely back the other way. Neely's going to throw it up top to Kelly. And before the three-point attempt, Grant Tim goes.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Well, I'm sorry if you missed that call. Mountain Home had just tied it up with a three by Luke Cruz. He now has 16 points. Mount Valone went back the other way. They've taken a timeout. There are 2.8 seconds left on the clock. Valonia will inbound on the near sideline. We're knotted up at 49. Sorry you missed that call. That was a big three by Luke Cruz there at the top of the three-point line. So it will be Tyler Moran inbounding it on the near sideline. He does a lob pass. It's sold by DG. He's going to try one last shot at the buzzer from half court. Almost got in. It was so close. We are headed to overtime. So they will put 4 more minutes on the clock and we will break. At the end of regulation, our score, Mountain Home 49, Valonia 49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8787. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8787. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8787.
So they have put 4 more minutes on the clock as we are getting ready to start our overtime period. Mountain Home and Valonia tied up at 49 apiece. Mountain Home comes out on the floor. Valonia still getting their last second instructions from head coach Tim Goers. Now they come out on the floor. David Waymire will jump center for Mountain Home. And Trey Kelly will try to win the tip for Valonia. Well, there at the end, Luke Cruz just hit a big three to tie this game up. And then coming out of the Valonia timeout, they try to lob an inbound pass into the lane. It was stolen by Dici. He tried a last heave at the buzzer. It almost went in. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving left to right in this overtime period. Here's Benton into the front court. Has the ball on the right wing. Throws it to Cruz in the corner. Back to Benton. Now ball goes to Bashirs. He has it on the left wing. Now Valonia's playing a man-to-man. Benton has it now on the left corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now dribbles to the lane. He's going to go up for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Talon Benton now with 4 points. Mountain Home back on top. 51-49. Back the other way. Moran going up for the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Goers. He throws it out to Neely. Neely is going to dribble closer to the half-court stripe and set up the offense. Ball goes over to Moran on the right wing. Now he's going to dribble up to the top, gives it to Kelly on the right side. He's going to go down into the lane. Now goes back out to the wing. Now dribbles back out into the paint, going up for the layup off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Mount Tome. I think a foul is going to be called on Valonia. That foul is on Tyson Wirtz. It's his 3rd personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against the Eagles, so it is a double bonus for both teams from here on out. Garrett Dici at the free throw line for with 4 points. He's so far 0 of 1 from the charity stripe. 2:55 left to play in the game. Geechee's first free throw is up. No good. So he'll have one more free throw. This will stay a one-possession game, regardless of whether or not he hits his second free throw. Second shot is up. Good. He now has 5 points. 52-49. Bombers leading it. 2:55 left. Here's Kelly taking the inbound pass, bringing the ball across the timeline. He has it between the circles. Now he dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Neely. Neely's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Throws it over to Moran on the right side. Moran going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Kelly on the left side. His three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Wirtz. But he has the ball knocked away from him by Talon Benton. 2:28 left to play in the game. Bombers with the ball. Leading by three. 52-49 is our score. Benton has it on the right side. Now dribbles up to the top. Now Ben's going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Bashir's in the left corner. He's going to dribble out toward the top between the circles. Now dribbles to the right wing. 2:05 left. Benton gives it to Cruz in the right corner. Now to Benton on the wing. Cross court to Bashir's on the left side. Now Bashir's going to go up toward in the paint. Pull up for the jumper at the elbow. No good. Rebound controlled by Moran. Back comes Bologna. Ball goes to Neely on the left wing. And he's going to set up the offense. Finds Wirtz outside the paint. Kicks out to Moran. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Tyler Moran with 10 points, and that's the fourth tie of the night. 52-all our score with a minute and a half left. Here's Benton with the ball on the left wing. He's going to dribble up to the top. Gives it to Bashir's on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. Ball goes, Benton goes to the right side. Kicks up top to Waymire. Back over to Benton now on the right. He's going to dribble up to the top between the circles. Throws it to Adichie in the corner. His jumper is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Grant Goers. And back come the Eagles with a chance to take the lead back. 1 minute left to play. Grant has the ball on the left wing. Now throws it back up top to Wirtz. He's going to give it back to Moran on the left side. 50 seconds left. Moran has it at the top. He's going to dribble towards the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Bashir. So he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And he's going to go to the line for a pair of free throws. That foul is on Hunter Neely. That's his third personal foul. So with 38.2 seconds left, Hunter Bashir will go back to the charity stripe with a chance to give the Bombers the lead back. We're tied at 52 right now. And again, Bashir is at the free throw line. So far, he has 5 points and is 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. First free throw for Bashir is up. No good. One more free throw for Bashir on this trip. One more chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Second shot for Bashir is up and rolls around and goes in. Hunter Bashir with 1 of 2 on that trip. He now has 6 points. It is a one-point Bomber lead, 53-52. Goers into the front court, 30 seconds left. Goers dribbles towards the lane, going up for the layup. It's off the glass and in. Grant Goers with 5 points, and now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 21.6 seconds left to play in the game. I'm sorry, it was Bologna taking the timeout. It is the Eagles leading Mountain Home 54-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter? Songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, during this timeout, they've put a little bit more time back on the clock. It was set at 21.6. Now they've put it at exactly 23 seconds. It is Valonia leading 54-53 after that layup by Grant Goers. He now has 5 points. Mountain Home will inbound it in the backcourt. And Valonia's going to go with a full court press. Cruz inbounds it to Benton. 20 seconds left now. Benton gets it into the front court. 15 seconds left. 1 point lead. 10 seconds left. Now Matsonal is going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 5.8 seconds left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading Mountain Home 54-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, Mountain Home just used their last timeout, their only timeout, the overtime period. They trail Valonia 54-53 with 5.8 seconds left. Both teams still getting their last second instructions from their head coaches before they go back out on the court. Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline. In the front court, Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass, and now Valonia comes out to the out on the floor, and we are ready to get back underway. The official is about to hand. Well, before he does, Benton and Neely are getting a little too aggressive with each other, so now. So now we are ready to get back underway. 5.8 seconds left. Bashir's inbounds to Benton. 4 seconds. Benton going into the lane for the scoop layup. His magic count. Oh, no. No, it doesn't. They're going to call him for an offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So I don't know if there's going to be more time on the clock. Right now it reads zero. That foul is on Talon Benton. He's fouled out. Nope, they're not going to put any more time on the clock. That is it. The officials are going to head to their dressing room. This game is over. Oh, my goodness. What an unbelievable finish. Talon Benton gets called for the offensive foul with no time left on the clock. And that's the way this ball game is going to end. Mountain Home is going to suffer the one-point overtime loss. Oh, wow. Our final score tonight. Valonia defeats Mountain Home 54-53. We'll start the RVS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. RVS Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new RVS Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download RVS Go from your app store today or learn more at rvs.com/go. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto.